Don't gamble on two-day leftovers at the office. Head to your nearest Buffalo Wild Wings for the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu with mix-and-match lunch combos starting at $6.29. Available Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you're in a super hurry, there's even takeout. Pick an entree from choices like traditional or boneless wings, cheeseburger, street tacos, crispy or naked tenders, and more. And pick a side from options like fries, wedges, salad, onion rings, chips and salsa, and more. Make the safe bet and get to B-Dubs for lunch. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talks show. And I am so excited that you made a quality decision to join me today from all over the world. And I can truly say that if you're listening to this show today, guess what? Your life will never be the same again. Wow. How are you doing? I pray that you're making a decision to create and design and to have a grateful, abundant day, no matter what your outside circumstances may look like. Well, it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, blue skies, sunny, and I'm just so grateful once again to have the opportunity to share with you, to bring what I consider to be first class, life-changing revelation so that you can shift and change your life. That's what this show is all about. Well, I am doing really well, just really living in I'm living in extreme gratitude, just grateful for every little thing. And that's my lifestyle now. Well, I have a great show for you today. I want you to stay tuned. I have a very special guest, Joel Solomon, and he's going to be talking about money mindfulness and how you can be mindful about your money. And Joel is a former hedge fund manager, so he knows a lot about millions and Wall Street. And he's going to be sharing with us how to begin to attract and manifest and sustain a money in your life. So make sure that you stay tuned. Also, visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I want to thank you in advance for your gift, your donation to this show, because we are endeavoring to bring truth so that the lives of people can be changed. One lady sent in a donation this week, and she said, "Constance, you've changed my life. On days where I'm feeling really down, I listen to you and you lift my spirits, and I just wanted to send you a big thank you." And I just want to say to that listener, thank you so much. And while you're on my website, check out my speaking page. I would really love to be your next keynote speaker at your next event. Do you have an event coming up in your company? Maybe you're in a club or organization. Well, why not give me a call and let's talk about it? I am an experienced keynote speaker, and I have an extensive clientele to back it up. While you're on my website, go to my about page and just take a look at my clientele. But some of the companies where I have been the keynote speaker have been Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, Radio One, Russell Simmons Success Tour, AFL-CIO, a.k.a. Sorority, I am a a.k.a., Georgia Power, Georgia Department of Justice, and so many Chamber of Commerce groups, National Business Women Association. So basically what I do is I really customize the keynote to really align with your mission. People leave with with how to's, you know how I am, with strategies, and they leave informed. So if you're interested in talking to me about that, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Or possibly you're with the organization or a company and you would love for me to come and conduct leadership or staff development training. I'm really open for that. I did that for many years. I feel that when you train with Constance, that your employers are happier. They have specific how-to strategies, great retention, and a higher profit. Once again, I customize and personalize specific training modules for your company to meet your specific objectives. And so, some of the companies where I have conducted leadership training, hold your breath, here we go, get ready. Georgia, South Carolina, Michigan, Tennessee, and Connecticut governmental agencies of Carolina and Georgia, Southern University, VAs, and so many more. You guys know I have major contracts in the state of Georgia where I travel all around the state, and I just conducted leadership trainings for VPs, for regional managers, for local managers, for supervisors. So I am your go-to girl. If you have a big event coming up, once again, you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose and let's talk about it. While you're on my website, check out my videos from my last seminar so that you can hear how the participants were really transformed from the inside out in that weekend seminar, that weekend live training where they were given specific strategies that bring about measurable results. Because you know something, people don't want hype, they want results. That's what I'm all about. So I'm really excited about the part possibility of partnering with you to really help just rock your world, rock your organization, and really help bring about change in your world. Well, what else can I say? Let's go to these quick commercials and then we're going to come back and learn about attracting wealth, manifesting more money. So everybody stay tuned,
okay? Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest cutting-edge breakthrough transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit her website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, hey guys, I'm back and I'm really excited and grateful for my guest this week. And you know, my goal, or I endeavor to bring to you people authors, experts who can share their own personal experiences, but also share with you specific how-tos as you can begin the process of moving from where you are to where you desire to be. And today is no exception. My very special guest is Joel Solomon, and he is a prosperity coach. He's the author of Mindful Money Management, Memoirs of a Hedge Fund Manager. And, of course, it's a bestseller. He also loves working closely with his clients to help them identify and overcome roadblocks that are standing in their way of just that awesome personal freedom. Financial freedom. And as many of you know, the number one question that I receive from all over the world is, how can I bring more abundance, wealth, and prosperity into my life? And so we are so blessed to have this wonderful prosperity coach. So Joel, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, I am so grateful for you to have me on tonight. Today. So thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, you're so welcome. And I just can't wait to get started. So what great city are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in Westchester County in Rybrook, New York. And most of my clients are all over the world. And a lot of them are in Manhattan. So I spend a lot of time in New York City.
Okay, I can tell from your accent, Joel. I have friends in New York and they say coffee. I'm like, what are you saying? And then they ask me, what am I saying? So it's like a real funny joke. So let's get into it. I'm so glad to have you on. So before I have you answer all of these questions that I have for you, tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm a dedicated father to two amazing, beautiful, talented girls, Lauren and Morgan. Hmm. Lauren's 14, Morgan's 12 now, and it's my company name, Sol Lawrmore, is named after them, Lore for Lauren and More for Morgan. So I want to point that out first.
Well, you know, when I saw the name of your company, I'm like, okay, this has to be somebody's name or something. So
there
thanks
you go.
For sharing that.
Yes. And you know, I am dedicated to them. And my book was dedicated to them. I learn every single day about unconditional love from them. They've taught me so much, and I'm so grateful for their souls to have decided to pick me to be in their lives. So that's another thing I'm just so grateful for. So you did mention I'm a prosperity coach. Some have called me a money shrink.
Ah.
And my true goal is to help at least 100,000 people become financially free. And as you mentioned, I'm working with people to overcome their money blocks, their blocks in the way to personal financial freedom. No one really talks about the fact that you learned about money growing up subconsciously.
You're right.
From the time you were born until, you know, many years old, you were taught subconsciously either by watching your parents or your peers. And sometimes this is stopping people from taking action. They live in fear from investing in certain assets. They have a poverty consciousness, even though they may be very close to financial freedom. They believe they're running out of money. So I feel a strong desire to help people change their money mindset and overcome those money blocks so that they can know that they were born abundant. They were born rich, and then they were taught something different. And so we just have to get back to where we were when we were born, when we knew that we came onto this earth not just to survive, but to thrive.
You're so right. And I looked on your website and you said prosperity is a mindset. I know that, but I just love seeing and hearing that. So what do you mean by that for listeners? How can you expound on that? What do you mean prosperity is a mindset?
Well, you know, mindset, as I was just discussing, it's something that is created by you. And so you can decide every second of your life how to view your life and how to view how you're living and other people. And so you can decide to live in a prosperity mindset that abundance is all around you and it's for the taking. And I tell my clients, look, some people will go to the ocean with a thimble and they'll get a little bit of water, or some people will go with buckets and they'll come back with extreme amounts of abundance. And so that's the way you can decide to live your life. You can decide that there's plenty to spare and share, and I will live my life that way. Or you could live your life in limiting beliefs and saying that my mindset creates that, and therefore there's a limited amount of money, there's a limited amount of abundance to go around. And some people have this mindset in the hedge fund world or in the money management world that if I win, you lose. And I truly believe that we can all win, because, in fact, there's an infinite amount of abundance on this earth.
Well, you know, everybody say they want to be wealthy, you know, and they desire more money. But there are so many, like, subconscious roadblocks. So when you first talk to someone, do you deal with their subconscious first in order to begin to change their beliefs around money?
Yes, I do. In fact, on my website, you can either go to joelsolomor.com or solomor.com, SALAURMOR.com. And I have a financial freedom survey that anyone, and in fact, I give 1 hour free to everybody in the world. So anybody who wants to get 1 hour free coaching, they can have it. But I have a financial freedom survey that I ask my prospective clients or anybody who wants 1 hour free to fill out first. And in that survey, there's a fair amount of questions on how you grew up and questions around your belief system and the subconscious and how your parents taught you around money. And people generally don't think about these things, but it's impacting every single day of their life, how they spend money, how they save money, how and why they are living in abundance or not.
Well, I just know, Joel, in my own life, I grew up an African-American child in Tennessee, and I remember my father taking me to the store, and I can't remember what I wanted, and he said, I can't afford that, and in my subconscious, which I didn't know at the time, I said, when I grow up, I'm going to have everything I want. And so I did have everything I want, but I didn't know how to manage it initially. And so my subconscious and those beliefs started in me in a very young age. So for listeners, you know, it's really important that they hear. Thank you so much for sharing that with listeners, that you guys can go to his website. That is really your beliefs around everything. But we're talking about money and prosperity that can really manifest that into your life.
Correct. And even in my life, I have the examples where my parents would say to me, we can't afford that. Money doesn't grow on trees. That's too expensive. I was scolded if I didn't shut off the light in my room, because then we were wasting electricity. So that kind of mindset, I think, is quite common, you know, in the United States, even to people who were brought up middle class, upper middle class. They're just taught this poverty consciousness, even when there's plenty of money. And I tell my daughters now, when I hear them say that, you know, they're getting this from their friends, mm-hmm. you know, we can't afford that. My answer to them is, let's change the words to, it's not a priority at this moment. It's not a priority at this moment. We can afford it. But it's not a priority to spend your money or my money on in this moment. And so if you change, as you know, Constance, you change your thoughts, you change your words, you change your life. And words, you know, are the creation of the thought that you've had. So they are quite powerful. So changing your words can actually significantly change your life.
Yeah, something else I saw on your website, speaking of thoughts, you said thoughts become things. So the way that people think about money and around money is important.
Absolutely. And that's from Mike Dooley. He has a best-selling book called Infinite Possibilities. I'm a certified Infinite Possibilities trainer. And, you know, he preaches in the first chapter in Infinite Possibilities is Thoughts Become Things. But it was, I have a funny story here. I read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill back in 2008. And the first three words of that book are thoughts are things.
I forgot about that, but that's true.
And that completely resonated with me, changed my life, as did The Secret. And I had that as my signature, and I still have it to my signature and I in my email to this day, thoughts are things. And I didn't really know too much about Mike. A friend of mine had recommended that I go to a conference of his in October 2016. I didn't do any research. I just trusted her, and I went. And he starts talking about Infinite Possibilities. I hadn't read the book, hadn't done any research. And then he talks about how his first chapter of Thoughts Become Things. And I got chills because, as I said, my email signature was Thoughts Are Things. I ran up to him after he finished his presentation, that segment, and I showed him my email signature going back to 2013. And I don't believe in coincidences. I only believe in synchronicities.
So true. And
I reached out to an assistant of his last year when I was looking for some people to read the book and give some comments. And he graciously gave me a very powerful, very, very powerful testimonial after he read my book, which is now on the cover. It says, Joel's life experiences and spiritual grounding make him an ideal sage for money management. His words inspire as much as they offer readers immediate traction. And I am so grateful, like I can't tell you, for Mike's testimonial. It's really changed my life dramatically.
Yeah, I read that. So, you know, you were a hedge fund manager. And whenever we hear that, hedge funds, we always think of billions of dollars. So what did you learn from being in that position about money and prosperity and wealth?
That's a great question. It probably would take hours, if not days.
Hey, I want the short version, Joel, like the 2 to 3 minute version.
So I was managing a very large amount of money at Citigroup. At the peak, it was almost $700 million. My own fund that I started in 2013 was actually obviously a lot smaller. I managed some insurance company money and some high net worth individuals money. But many, many lessons learned from managing a hedge fund both at Citigroup and my own company. One was that your belief system really creates your reality. And I teach my clients now that they should write down their level of belief from 1 to 10, where 1 is massive doubt. There's no way I'm going to make money in this investment. I may lose all my money. It's really risky. And 10 is absolute faith. I know I'm going to make money in this investment. And no one really talks about belief levels, but it's essential to know where your belief level is in each investment. And if you're down at 1, 2, or 3, no matter how much research or planning you're going to do, you're going to lose money. And if you're at 8, 9, or 10, you have really strong faith. When things are going badly, when you're losing money, you're going to be buying more. You know, and if you're a very low level, if things are going badly, you're selling right away. You have massive doubt. So that's one thing that I've learned. Another I talk about in chapter 14, trusting your intuition.
Oh, yeah.
This is not anything any professional investor will talk to you about, let alone any advisor. But I teach my clients how to trust their intuition. It's just like any other muscle. You know, you go to the gym and you will do curls to build your biceps. Well, trust your intuition and practice it and exercise it every single day. And I do that. I tell my clients about this story, which is a very powerful story. Back in a few years ago, I take my daughters to school every Thursday morning, and we have options. You know, we can take the highway, we could take the local roads, or we could hitchhike. No, just kidding. So
I don't think girls would be interested in hijab. Hey, I'm a girl.
So we have options. And generally my intuition tells me to take the highway. But there was one day a couple of years ago, we're about to take the highway and the traffic's all backed up. Now my intuition was still telling me to take the highway. Mm-hmm. But my intellect told me to take the local roads. So I take the local roads and immediately my stomach's in knots because I heard the sirens, I saw the flashing lights, and because I didn't trust my intuition, it cost me a $150 speeding ticket. Mm. So it's very important to trust your intuition. I also give an investment story to people about a stock that I shorted back in 2008, bet that the stock was going to go down, and my intuition had given me the idea. Now, I'd done some research, and I was pretty high level of belief, but my intuition had given me the idea. And then the stock started going down, and my analyst came to me and said, you know, it's going back up. Here's the fundamental reasons. And my intellect agreed with him. But my intuition was saying, don't touch it. It's going lower. And I listened to my intellect. I listened to my analyst, and we got out. And 2 days later, the stock was down 10% more. And my intuition was still screaming at me, it's going lower. So we get back in, we bet it's going lower, and within 4 months, it's down 60%. Mm. And I made 60% of my money by trusting my intuition. There's many examples of that. I think it's very important to try to get in touch with your intuition because it's your higher self telling you what's right. And we talk a lot about that with my clients.
And so Joel, I got this major question. Why do the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? Is it because of the beliefs and the experiences of the rich? What's your take on that? You've been around wealth and riches most of your life. What's your take on that?
Well, I guess I don't necessarily believe the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. My belief is that the poor can become rich and the rich can become poor, and it's all about belief systems.
So true.
And so if you start out poor, I mean, LeBron James started out poorer than the poorest person out there, right? His mom was working 3 jobs. They were destitute and outside of Cleveland. And, you know, he's one of the richest guys around. Now, I believe, and there's many of his friends that did not change their beliefs, and they're quite poor, right? And I believe it's because of his motivation, his desire, and his belief system that he could use his athletic prowess to become a rich person. And I believe that if I could get into areas where there's a large number of poor people and work with people's mindset, then they can know that they were born with massive abundance and the world's their oyster and they can become rich. Wow. So I will dispute that the rich only get richer and the poor only get poorer.
Well, you know, I believe that too. I wanted you to affirm that. So I want all my listeners who are living in countries where you feel like, oh, there's so much wealth and abundance in the U.S., but Constance, I live in a third world country. I want you to listen to what Joel is really saying, because it's really, and I'm a living witness, it's really a mindset change. It's a change in consciousness. And when you change your consciousness, you really are changing your reality in your outward world. So thank you for sharing that. Go ahead, Joel.
You're welcome, Constance. And I truly believe, as you do, in the law of attraction. And so I truly believe that what you put out, you get. And so as you know, the highest vibration, I talk about this in my book, which is a little esoteric, but the highest vibration is gratitude, appreciation. It's equivalent to love. So if you're grateful all day, every day, you feel like you're blessed, then there's going to be more that comes into your life to be grateful for. And so the law of attraction will create your reality, and therefore the law of attraction will show you if you believe that you're abundant and you can be grateful for your life today, there's more and more things that will come into your life to be grateful for, to appreciate. And if you're vibrating at these very high levels of love, appreciation, gratitude, ecstasy, joy, then you're going to have all those things come into you. And it's not just the gratitude and the appreciation. It's all the abundance that goes along with it. So that's another thing that I teach people that's very important is law of attraction. And, you know, if you're grateful and appreciative all day long, that there's going to be so much to be grateful and appreciative for.
So really, essentially, you're saying to listeners that happiness and gratitude is just one of the most powerful vibration, no matter what their circumstances might be. And if they stay in that state and live in that, it impacts everything around them, including their money, prosperity, finances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I actually have a number of chapters on gratitude and appreciation and happiness. Happiness is chapter 8. Chapter 7 is called Being Grateful. And I highly recommend to listeners to write down every morning 5 things they're grateful for. And then when they go to sleep, 5 things they're grateful for. And I don't believe it needs to be significant. I believe that it can be things that are just tiny things. I, you know, I write down every morning and every night I'm grateful for Lorna Morgan. But I also write down I'm grateful for a sunny day, or I'm grateful that I could go for a walk today, or, you know, small little things. I'm grateful for getting up in the morning. You know, I'm grateful for being on Constance Arnold's show today. I mean, little, you know, just those kinds of things will change your vibration. And when you're grateful, you know, as I said earlier, it's just so powerful. So I talk about gratitude. I talk about happiness in chapter 8 and chapter 13 and 14, because it's so powerful. If you can be blissful all day, every day, it's a powerful feeling, a powerful vibration. And I talked about the fact that, in fact, it took me a while. In fact, even in 2014, I realized I was having conditional happiness, that if I was making money, if I had a focus on being happy, and if I was making money, I was happy. If I wasn't making money, I was sad. And that's a terrible way to live your life. And in fact, unfortunately, most people live their life that way, conditional on physical reality as opposed to creating it. And I realized that if in 2015, it hit me in August of 2015, when I literally spent half the month on vacation, which I hadn't done ever before managing money. I spent 1 week with a buddy of mine in Croatia. I spent another week with my daughters going to various amusement parks in Pennsylvania, from Hershey Park and others. And I wasn't focused on the stock market, incessantly checking prices. I was present with my daughters. I was present with Don enjoying Dubrovnik and Split, and my fund was up over 3% that month, and the stock market was down almost 7%. We had our biggest month of outperformance while I was managing money in my career, because I was present, I was enjoying myself, I was happy, I was blissful, and that's how it works.
Yeah. So Joel, somebody who's working on a job and they're not really in love with it, and they might be thinking, how in the world can I become wealthy and rich and make grandiose financial plans? What would you say to someone who is working on maybe a 9-to-5 and in their own analytical way of thinking just don't see a way that they can bring large amounts of money and prosperity into their lives?
Yeah, Mike Dooley talks about this in terms of baby steps. So it's just starting, right? Taking small bits of action towards your dreams, your desires. And if it's some other job, it's some investment opportunity that excites you, that makes you feel happier, then take a step in that direction. You can start on the side, right? If you have an idea that, you know, you're really interested in real estate, or you're really interested in stocks, or you're interested in cryptocurrencies, or, you know, selling on Amazon, whatever feels good, whatever feels right, start there. You can do it on the side, maybe spend an hour a day even, just taking a baby step towards that dream and desire while you're still working at something you don't love. And I talk about this in throughout my book, because in 1993, I was working as an actuary, and it was actually on the cover of, I think it was Forbes magazine back in 1993, that the actuary was the best job in the country, in the United States.
I didn't know that.
And I had this dream to be an investor, to be a hedge fund manager or mutual fund manager. And everyone I talked to said, Joel, you have the best job in the world. Why would you want to switch? So I got doubt everywhere I looked, but I took baby steps. I switched jobs initially to Moody's Investor Service, and I took baby steps towards my vision, towards my goal, and eventually I got there. And so that's what I recommend to people. Take tiny steps towards your goal, and all of a sudden, you take a step day after day, and in 1,000 days, you've taken 1,000 steps. You're well on your way.
I love that. You know, you have one chapter where you talk about why we should act as if our goals have already been achieved. That sounds like the law of attraction. Why is that important?
Oh, it's a very important story I have about acting as if in my book.
Okay.
Because when I say, and just to be clear, when I say acting as if, I mean you can act as if what you want has already occurred. You can act as if what you want has already occurred. But again, back to law of attraction, the most important part of that is the feeling attached to it. And so let me tell you a story. In 2012, towards the end of 2012, the fall of 2012, I had orally gotten commitments from 2 insurance companies to give me money to invest, to get my hedge fund up and running. And I thought I was all set. I stopped looking for new investors. I stopped raising capital. I was just working on the administrative parts of getting the hedge fund up and running, getting my lawyer and my accountant and getting the documents already. And in December 2012, both insurance companies backed out, both of them. I had no pipeline of new investors. I had just moved into what was fairly expensive real estate space on 54th and Madison Avenue. I was spending a lot of money, and it wasn't clear that I could even get this dream that I had up and running. And so I could have given up. It was December 17, 2012 when I walked into that office, and January 1st, I had no investors, I had no pipeline, and I could have given up. But I did the opposite. I acted as if I already had the money. I hired an analyst who started January 1st. We actually started doing morning calls to discuss stocks. I put together a spreadsheet as if we already had the stocks already invested, and I calculated how much money we were making every day as if we already were invested. I then did something even crazier by starting to interview for chief financial officers, CFOs, mm-hmm. for my company. And of course, I was also starting to look again for investors. But I believe that all that acting as if we already had the money got me the money within 2 months. So 2 months later, I had a signed letter from another insurance company saying they're giving us the money. They were giving us capital to invest, and we could get up and running.
So, you know, that's a great story for listeners who might feel like they are really in a place of lack, limitation, not enough, and acting as if would really help them overcome those feelings.
Absolutely. And the other thing I highly recommend, it's part of my second module called Manifesting, okay. Thoughts Become Things, is visualizing. And Mike Dooley talks a lot about visualizing, and it's a very powerful technique. It's different from meditation in that you visualize, what do you visualize? You visualize your dreams and desires. You visualize what you want in life. And the most important part of visualization is the feeling that you attach to it, just like I talked about with acting as if. So when I was acting as if we already had the money, I was feeling the feelings as if I had my dream achieved. And it's the same thing with visualizing. When, you know, you visualize for 5 minutes every day one of your dreams, you know, the most important part is feeling the feeling as if it's already occurred. So you're living in your dream house and, you know, on some island somewhere, and you're feeling so, so happy and grateful and appreciative for the end result. And Mike talks about not getting, you know, bogged down in the cursed house. It doesn't matter how the dream actually happened. Just focus on the end result and the feelings attached to that. And then it's just amazing how quickly things can come into your life.
And so, you know, thanks for that, Joel. That's a great method or technique for listeners who might have feelings of lack. Because take it from me, you know, 2 decades ago when I focused in on what I didn't have and, you know, what I did want, but that it had not happened. And when is it going to happen? And oh God, why me? I was focusing in on lack, limitation, not enough. And I got more of that. But the great news is that you can at any time choose, like Joel said, to focus in on abundance, prosperity, and wealth, because, you know, that's what real truth is. Wow.
Right. Exactly. You have a choice, right? No one's telling you what to think, right? You have 60,000 thoughts, give or take, a day. Most people have a majority of negative thoughts, but you get to choose every single thought that you have all day, every day. So why not choose the good ones, as Mike Dooley says. Choose the good ones.
So would you say that there are just infinite possibilities of wealth and happiness that are waiting for people to really manifest in their lives?
Absolutely. It's as Mike Dooley says, I'm sure he would love the fact that you quoted infinite possibilities.
Oh, yes. Okay. I didn't know there was infinite possibilities. Hey, that's my thinking.
Yes, I love it. And it's absolutely the truth. If you believe it, right? So if you believe that there's unlimited wealth out there for the taking, and it's just limited by your imagination, your mind. I told this story in the book, and I'll tell it to listeners.
Okay.
After I read The Secret, I read The Secret starting in February 2008. And it talked about this guy who thought about this feather. He thought about this feather every morning and every night. And lo and behold, one day he's walking down the street and he sees the exact feather that he thought about in his mind. So a thought had become a thing. And then it said, you try. And for me, the first thing that popped into my head was cotton balls. I don't know why, pure white cotton balls. So every morning, starting in February of 2008, I thought about cotton balls. And every night before I went to sleep, I thought about cotton balls day after day. And then it was April in New York in 2008. It got warm enough, and my kids were 2 and 4 at the time. I put them in a double jogging stroller, and I used to go jogging with them around the track, then to this park up the hill, and we get to the playground. I let them out of the playground. They, you know, I push them on the swings, push them down the slide. They get back into the stroller, and we'd run home, or I'd run home. That was my break. And then it was May 31st, 2008. We got to that park, I ran up the hill, and I'm getting them out of the playground. And all over the playground is tons of cotton balls. Tons of cotton balls.
What are the chances?
The thought became a thing. And then it says in The Secret, you can go onto the website and download a check from the Gratitude Bank of the Universe, which I did. And I put that check up on my ceiling. And I could have put any number on that check, right?
Right.
And I had some limiting beliefs, but I put a number large enough that I believed it was possible. Now, after the cotton balls, I had no doubt that I could manifest any number within what was a reasonable number within my mindset. And so I put that check up on my ceiling and I said, I don't know how and I don't know why, but I do know it's coming because the cotton balls came. And I didn't put a date on it. That's one thing I stress with my clients. Don't put a deadline on your goals. You know, you're not that smart. If you put a number on your check and it comes in 5 years, will you be happy as much as you will be in 1 year? Of course. So don't put a deadline on it. And So 2008 wasn't the best year in the stock market. I put that check up on my ceiling June 1st, 2008. And 2009 was a better year. And in January of 2010, my boss called me into a conference room. He said, Joel, you had a good year last year. He slipped an envelope to me. I flipped over the envelope, opened up the envelope, and saw a piece of paper with the number within $1,000 of the check I had up on my ceiling for the last 18 months. And wow. Another thought had become a thing.
You know, that's nothing but the truth. And I want to share an experience that I had that I've been practicing. I call it practicing my faith or my beliefs. And I was listening to Bruce Lipton. He was just talking about the power of beliefs. And he said, just choose anything and begin to focus in on that. And in the quantum world, that will collapse into the physical plane of your life. So I chose a butterfly. And, you know, I just start saying, well, I start looking for it and expecting to see a butterfly. Didn't anything happen for a couple of days, and I just kept looking for it. And I walked outside my house, and I saw butterflies, and I was so amazed. Those butterflies had always been there, but it was only when I put my attention on it that I noticed it. I took a walk in my subdivision and was walking down the street, and I noticed that one lady had a butterfly banner in her flower garden. That had always been there, but it was only when I put my attention on it. So listeners, it's when you put your attention on wealth and prosperity, etc., that those things collapse and come into your life. Like Joel said, that's a powerful exercise.
Powerful, very powerful exercise. Yeah. It's all about being mindful, right? So that's what the book's all about, is being mindful, being present, being aware. And when you're aware of what's going on around you is when the abundance comes.
So when you say, I love mindful money, so does that mean we need to be mindful of the money we want to manifest? What do you mean by that, Joel?
Well, I mean being aware of what's going on in your investments.
Okay.
So I have different characterizations of different people that I've been helping. You know, it's not being an ostrich, right? Don't have your head in the sand, not knowing, you know, what level of your net worth is, not knowing what level of passive income you have. You should be aware. And so that's what I work with my clients on, being aware of what's going on in their investments, being aware of what's going on in the overall marketplace. I empower people to know that they can manage their own money. And, you know, we're taught by the financial services industry that it's not possible. You know, it's this limiting belief that's been created by, you know, certain companies, and I, you know, I'm sure I'll get some haters because of this, but this is my belief, and you may not believe it, but I believe that you can empower yourself.
This is
an empowering belief that you don't need to have a huge education to be able to manage your own money. This is the fallacy that the financial industry creates. And you can do it yourself, DIY, do it yourself. And you can be mindful and make decisions, as I talked about earlier, where you believe and you have faith because you've done some work and you're confident in the value of your investment. So the other thing to know is you're out for the long term. I would say, and I was a professional investor, many professional investors are highly focused on short term because their compensation is based on the short term. So they may be compensated on quarterly or annual results. Or sometimes, you know, they have to worry about weekly, daily results, because if they're not performing on a weekly or daily basis, they may not have a job. And so there's not an alignment of interest many times between what you want in your investments and the people managing your money. So just going back to what's being mindful, it's not caring about the daily moves, small little moves in a stock, but it's doing the analysis up front, knowing what your company's worth and being prepared so that, okay, if the overall stock market does go down or it does go up a lot, you have a prescribed method on how to react, and you're not being emotional, you're not running scared, you're not making rash decisions because you have a plan in place.
That's powerful. So, you know, in closing, Joy, do you have a process or exercise or a tip for listeners? Excuse me.
Oh, I have lots of tips. Let me, I guess, one of the things I love to tell my daughters is it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It only matters what you think.
Mm.
Right? So when you're so worried about criticism, which is one of the biggest fears, Napoleon Hill talks about, you know, the six big fears. One of the big fears is fear of criticism. So if you live your life knowing that, you know, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, it only matters what you think, you have a powerful way of living your life, and you're not living for others, but, you know, you can still, you know, create love and send love out to the world, but what matters is, you know, your thinking, your thoughts.
You know, that's nothing but the truth. And so would you say that you are living a blissful, happy, purposeful life, Joel? I'm getting to your
absolutely.
Business now. Okay.
Absolutely. I am so grateful for having found my true purpose. I know it may sound like a cliche, but that's why I shut down my hedge fund in order to do this, so I can help people become financially free. And it's so rewarding when you see the light bulbs go off, when you see people realize that, oh, wow, I create my life, you know, and I can create the exact amount of my financial success, right? So that's what's so powerful. And I'm so happy to be leading people towards financial freedom and coaching them this way. And like I said earlier, I'd love to help everyone, all the listeners out there, anybody who wants 1 hour free, more than welcome. You know, go onto my website. Again, it's joelsolomor.com or Solomor, Salaumor.com. Get your 1 hour free. More than happy to help anybody out there. I want you to know that you were born abundant and you deserve everything that you were born with.
So, and Joe, what are some of your daily rituals that you practice? I'm just being a little nosy now because people like to go behind the scenes and just kind of get a feel for, you know, what your everyday life is like. Do you meditate every day? Do you pray? What do you do?
Great, great questions, Constance. And this is, I'm more than happy. I'm probably the most open book you'll ever find.
Okay.
I'm more willing to share with others. So I do have a morning routine, which I think is absolutely essential. If you ask the most successful, richest people around the globe, they will tell you they have a morning routine, and it's not, you know, getting up and rushing to take my daughters to school. That's not a morning routine. It's a great routine, but it's not a morning routine. And so, yes, I do. The first thing I do in the morning when I get up is I do meditate. There are many different types of meditations. I have a chapter in my book called Meditation. I believe it's chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about why it's so important. So meditation is one thing I do. I then exercise. I think even a minimum exercise of 15, 20 minutes is essential every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I meditate. I exercise. I then do affirmations. Some people call it prayer. I do different types of affirmations across different parts of the spectrum, from abundance to love to connecting with higher self and self-worth, improving my self-esteem. And I take some from different books like Think, Grow Rich and others.
Mm-hmm.
And then I visualize, which is really important. I visualize for 5 minutes every day. I journal as well, which is just getting it, you know, it's not writing a book, but it's just getting out what's in your mind onto paper. Kind of, some people say it's just flushing out the negativity, getting it down onto paper so you stop thinking about it. And then I read for another, depending on the day, 5 minutes to 30 minutes.
That's, hey, you sound like me, Joel. And I wanted you to share that because I talked last week, success leaves clues. And you're so right. Everybody who's successful, you know, has a morning ritual or a daily ritual, you know, that they implement in their lives. And so I just appreciate you being on. So share with our listeners once again how they can contact you. You are available for prosperity coaching. They can get your book. Share that website again.
Yeah, so Mindful Money Management is available on my website as well at salamor.com, S-A-L-A-U-R-M-O-R.com, or joelsolomon.com. I'll just spell my name, J-O-E-L-S-A-L-O-M-O-N.com. So you can sign up for the 1 hour free. I have prosperity coaching programs that you can sign up for, one or all three modules. I have 3, 6, and 1 year programs. And the book is available. Also, I didn't state this, but it's really important. There's a ton of freebies on my website. So if you want a self-talk audios, all those audios are available on the manifesting abundance, self-esteem, self-confidence, freedom from worry. All those are underneath the program on manifesting. There's the magic of thinking big. Affirmation that I do in the morning is on my website. There's tons of uplifting quotes and the books I recommend and songs. I didn't mention songs, but while I'm exercising, I listen to songs that three of them have believe in them. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about belief. And yeah. When You Believe is my morning song that I wake up to by Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. Very, very powerful song about
it's
miracles.
Powerful. It is powerful. And thank you, Joel, for your generosity. And I tell you, that's why he's successful, because anytime you give and you're generous, it comes back to you 100-fold. Joel, you've been a blessing today. Thank you so much. And guys, go to his website, check it out, and just take advantage of that prosperity coaching and also all of the free goodies that he has for you. And as I say every week, you may not know it or feel it, but you are surrounded by the astonishing, amazing, marvelous love of God. And of course, you know that I love and adore you. And I just want you to think, believe, and say today, something good is going to happen to me and through me today. So everybody, make it a great week. Remember, it's a choice.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Advancements in technology, shifting markets, and the gig economy are changing the nature of work. With this in mind, Harvard Business School Executive Education is launching a new program on managing the future of work. Based on the latest research into the forces reshaping workforce demographics, this program is designed to help employers remain competitive by thinking strategically about today's evolving business landscape. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/future. That's hbs.me/future.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.